News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, we are going to wind up picking back up with number one on the Triple Dipper, believe it or not. I did a little bit there with talking to Brian and Joel. That was number two of the Triple Dipper, actually, the challenge of challenging, I called it. I'm going to go back to number one, the SCOTUS decision today. Monumental decision. Monumental decision. But there's been a whole lot this week. I mean, literally, and I'm going to unpack it a little bit more when we get back from the break, because I'm running up against it now. But the reality is this. If you believe in school choice, Supreme Court was there for you this week. If you believe in Second Amendment right to bear arms, Supreme Court was there for you this week. If you believe in states' rights and the ability to pursue grievances on the behalf of your constituents as an elected official, guess what? They were there for you this week. And, of course, if you believe in the right to life, Supreme Court was there for you this week. All of that in one week. Wow. I mean, and I'll say this, too. There are folks out there that still to this day, you know, believe that Donald Trump was just the devil incarnate. They can't get over it. I mean, if you look at it right now, Donald Trump is still living rent-free inside a lot of liberals' heads. They cannot get by a day without talking about the evils of the Trump administration, which is just really kind of ridiculous. I mean, his policies. You didn't like his personality, I get it. But his policies are what made you mad. I mean, because if you look at it, the majority of those who are screaming about Trump are just as rude on Twitter as he is. They're just rude liberals, as opposed to rude conservatives. But here's the thing. If Trump did nothing else at all, it doesn't matter what he did on foreign policy or energy independence or the southern border or the economy. It doesn't matter what he done any of those, even though they were successful. Set them all aside. If he did anything for us, he gave us actual conservative justices. No more of these, John Roberts will be just the right guy who can bring that even tone. Well, John Roberts is just as liberal as, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg half the time. John Roberts is the reason why we have Obamacare to this day. But Donald Trump gave us true conservative justices. He changed the format, the layout, the makeup of the Supreme Court of the United States. And as a result, this week we saw the benefit of it. If Trump has no other legacy than the Supreme Court, then he has cemented his position in history. And I am forever grateful. Because I'm going to be honest with you, this is not small. And which of these cases do you like best this week? I was talking to someone this morning, and they said something about what's new. And I said, man, you see the Supreme Court just overruled Roe v. Wade. They just reversed it. They just basically said it is gone. And they just kind of stared at me like, huh. And then I said, and just like yesterday, they came out and made a major landmark decision on gun rights. Oh, gun rights, really? And they started talking about, like they weren't even into the Roe v. Wade thing. They were all about the gun rights, really? Gun rights. Oh, that's good. That's big. Okay. Well, you know what? Pick one. Because this week was a buffet, if you will. This was a smorgasbord. This was the whole charcuterie plate of red meat for conservatives this week came out of the Supreme Court of the United States. There's some imagery. How do you even spell charcuterie board, Copper? I don't even know how that's spelled. But did I say it right? Charcuterie board? You're not. you're like, he shouldn't ask me these questions. Why should he ask me these questions?
It's been a while since I've had one, since now I'm allergic to cheese, sadly.
I'm so sad for you. Sad. All right, that's pretty cheesy, to be honest. But go ahead. That was a dad joke, by the way. Well, listen, the other thing that's happening right now is the protests have already begun. And just, wow. Why are there so many freak shows that protest on the left? I look at it, I'm looking on TV and I'm thinking, I think most of y'all, you need the next activist opportunity because you can't make it through the normal parts of life. Ugh. All right, listen, we're going to go into a few of those things that came out of the SCOTUS this week because, like I said earlier, SCOTUS brought some scunion. Yes, they did. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.